Whosever idea it was to have the books report each and every day back to the government deserves... Exactly. And painfully so. Rule out Arthur Joes. He's just as bloody perfect as the rest. Well then, Mia Johnson, let's see what your book has to say about you. Or perhaps I can guess. You eat toast when you are told to eat toast. You wear the clothes you are told to wear. When you're told to go to work, you go. When you're told to take a dump, you take a second. What? Oh. Hold on. Well, well, well. It appears we've got one.
Crackpot Soprano presents Closing the Book, a Timefold Story. Episode 4, Drifting.
Citizens of Delta 5, the 10 p.m. curfew will commence in 10 minutes. To ensure the safety of yourself and others, you must remain indoors. Freedom lies within the walls.
Well, can't say I missed that voice.
Yeah, and I can't wait to never hear it again.
You and me both.
Maybe we should come back in the daytime. Or never.
You're so whiny.
And you're so rude.
This is all completely ridiculous. Miss Amelia is right. We should just go back to our homes. Or our caves.
Book's right. There must be a chance to go back to our plans. I can find another book, or maybe...
It's easier at night. There's security all over this place, so we might as well just use the cover of darkness. No one can accuse us of drifting if there's no one around to. Now shut it and fit in.
Don't tell me to shut up.
I didn't. I said shut it. But good to see you're finding your bite.
Wait. We're not on the list? That's odd.
We all know you've said that.
Em?
Yeah, sorry. I wish Book was here.
You're better off without one. Believe me when I say that.
Book said he got thrown into a timefold. Capital punishment.
He deserved it, second drifter.
How hard is it to just stick to the plan?
Exactly.
That's the last minute curfew warning.
We'll make it. Town's just up here. Book, you're really quiet. Wake up on the wrong side of the database?
Never say that again.
Oh, come on, you're no fun.
Your book is surprisingly quiet. I thought he'd be more of a problem right about now. You know, screaming a lot at us till we turned around or until we...
Don't!
Light it up, kid. It's a series of coding and a bunch of wires. It's not an endangered species.
You don't understand anything.
I think I understand more than you.
I'm sure Book's just upset, Mia. He did lose a friend, after all.
Books don't have friends, do they?
Well, maybe he's a little ticked off that you're so intent on destroying...
Okay. Maybe we should stop talking now, or at least find something else to talk about.
Sorry.
Hey, Em, remember when I told you to shut up?
I believe what you actually said was, shut it.
Citizens of Delta 5, the 10 p.m. curfew has commenced. To ensure the safety of yourself and others, you must remain indoors. Any drifters will be removed. By the book.
Oh, yikes. That's the patrol. We have to hurry.
Wouldn't it be a shame if they caught you all? Oh, how I shiver at the very thought.
Book, for once in your life, just shut up.
Books do not have a life, Mia. We have no cell metabolism and do not undergo homeostasis or have any means of reproduction. Although, interestingly, we do...
Book!
We gotta go. Come on.
Okay, guys, keep your eyes peeled for a way in.
I mean,
There's always a front door.
I know this is everyone's first break-in, but if we could all try a little harder to understand the element that is surprise.
I'm still not sure about this. Doesn't seem like a good idea.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure why you're still following me. There. Looks like a side door. We could probably sneak in through that, catch him by surprise.
I've told you! We are soulmates, apparently, and as irritating as you are, I am not the type to refuse what's meant to be.
Of course you'd believe in destiny. I'm not sure I'd call it that.
No, you'd call it the plan. Shh, guys!
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Oh, Zach, me. Not again.
I said, shh!
Oh, Mia, you really shouldn't make such a racket.
It's kinda empty for a government headquarters.
This is just a basement, I guess. They're probably all busy coding books and plotting the deaths of innocent people. They'll be somewhere up top, I'm sure of it. Somewhere they can look out over the citizens and laugh.
Well, it is the watchtower.
And the surveillance centre?
It's here somewhere.
There really are no limits to your wisdom, are there?
Do you want our help or not?
More importantly, what route are we taking?
Well, I vote up.
Two staircases. Any idea which one leads us to the surveillance centre?
You're suddenly very keen.
Let me guess. If you can't beat them, join them.
No. I just think the quicker we are, the less likely we are to be captured. I want out as fast as possible. That's all.
Whatever you say, Em. Okay, I'll go left. You two go right.
On it.
No way.
I'm not that bad.
Book told me to stay by your side, Mia.
Oh, enough with the plan.
Fine, I don't have time to argue. You're with me then. Leanne, don't do anything stupid.
No promises.
So, I'm in the tower.
Excellent. Oh, it's all coming together rather nicely, isn't it?
Sure is. Yes.
You sound troubled.
Not troubled as such, it's just nothing's adding up.
I never said you'd find something that makes sense.
This place is empty, so straight up deserted, and well.
Go on.
Well, Mia seems to be on board with the plan, but Em, she still isn't over her book.
I see. I suppose she believes we did her a disservice. Well, some of us simply aren't natural drifters. She'll come around soon enough.
I'm not so sure.
Well, I have.
So?
No, none of this silliness. Let's focus on the job at hand, shall we?
Okay.
Tell me where you are, my dear. Paint me a picture. Tell me a story.
Well, it's old. And there's a lot of stairs.
Yeah?
That's pretty much it, so.
So enthralling.
What did you want me to say? The stairs are white. There's a set of wires running along the ceiling.
Right.
Oh, but there's so much more to say.
Only, yeah. Always the pessimist. Just do your job. Fake a smile or two for our dear Amelia, and you'll be back in time for tea.
And if she convinces Mia to stop listening to us?
Then it's up to us.
Citizens of Delta 5, the 10 PM curfew has commenced. To ensure the safety of yourself and others, you must remain indoors. Any drifters will be removed. By the book.
Come on, Mia Johnson. Where are you?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's fine.
You shouldn't be out here. Neither of us should be out here.
First time?
Please return to your home immediately. You're out of curfew.
Shh, I know.
Well, one thing's for sure. You're definitely not Mia.
Who?
You don't happen to know a Mia Johnson.
No? Why?
No. No reason. At all.
Well, see you around, I guess.
Whoa. No way, Woody.
What?
I can't just let you walk.
Why?
Look, I hate to do this to a drifter, but you're a liability now.
Wait, no! What are you doing?
What a waste.
Alert,
sorry, kid.
Alert!
No!
Book?
Hmm?
Which way to the surveillance centre?
Ah, yes, Mia. Let me tell you how to speed up my own removal.
I'm glad to hear you're on board, Bud. So, which way? You must have, like, a homing beacon or something.
And why would I help you?
Well, because you care for me so much.
I warn you, Mia Johnson, I'll start singing again.
Well, if it'll lift your mood, I'll consider it.
Please don't do that to us, Mia. Book, just listen to me. The plant won't let this happen.
The plan cannot control who does and who does not follow it, I'm afraid, Miss Amelia. I can only relay the information. It is up to Mia to follow the plan, and it's up to us to try and help her to see that it's the right thing to do. Well, it's up to you.
Mia?
No! I'm not changing my mind, Em. Stop listening to Book. He's programmed by the government to tell us what to do and when to do it. That doesn't scare you. That doesn't make you mad. That doesn't make you want to switch off anything, like, oh, I don't know, a surveillance centre?
No, Mia, it really doesn't. Safety and freedom is within the walls, away from time folds.
Well, you're the idiot who's following me around despite thinking that. Where's this second surveillance centre?
I can help with that.
Oh, we're dead. We're dead. We're dead. We're dead. We're dead.
Who the hell are you?
The caretaker. Keep it all clean for the lot upstairs.
They're upstairs?
Not exactly.
Did you lose your book too?
The surveillance centre is at the very top of the tower. Best signal in the city. Best place to watch everyone. Best place for everyone to see.
I don't understand why you're trying to help us.
Who cares? Let's go.
There is another.
Another caretaker?
Oh no, he works in the offices. I don't think he's left the building in years.
He must have. You can't possibly live here.
Where else will we go? Oh, watch your step, lass. In that room, I just mopped the floor.
Hey. Hey! Don't take that tone with me, Oit.
Ethan B. Book.
The book doesn't sound too great. Sounds wrong.
He's quite well, thank you.
Where are your superiors?
I am the superior.
Your book doesn't seem to think so. Nor do I, really.
Why is that?
You just don't seem very important.
Ha! Neither do you.
All I'm saying is that, well, the one doing all the work, never the one in charge.
You don't know anything about how this system works.
Don't I?
No. Nobody does.
Except you.
Except me.
Well, you don't look like a very hyped government worker to me.
Things will change.
Yeah. Well. I wouldn't count on it.
What if the caretaker was lying? What if it's some kind of trap?
Trap or not, this is where we want to be.
We?
He's right, Mia. You're the only one who wants to be here.
No, I'm not. Liam wants to be here.
Miss Amelia, I do believe you're beginning to grow on me.
Stop flirting, both of you.
Jealous?
No, disgusted.
That's Leanne. She has a gun. Why does she have a gun?
More importantly, who is she pointing it at?
Stand in front of it, and I'll let you know.
Stop whinging, Book.
He must be the man the caretaker warned us about.
Well, he's the kind of guy that needs a warning. Maybe it's a good thing he's being held.
No! Don't shoot anyone!
Gunpoint.
He works for the government, Em.
No one is killing anyone.
Listen to me. He's one of the Oits controlling your life. He's the reason you're so damn attached to that stupid book of yours. He's the enemy.
An enemy of you, perhaps, but not to my city.
He's probably got information. We could take him back to Sylvester.
I'm not going anywhere with you people. Exactly. We've got work to do. Now if you'll excuse us.
What's wrong with your book?
What? Well, perhaps she is.
There's no way you understood that.
What are you talking about? No, I don't have time for this.
How come this place is so empty? Why is it just you and that caretaker
Who?
Going?
Oh, just... They're not here. They're never here.
Well, then where are they?
Doing what they usually do. Partying, drinking, zecking, smoking time root... wasting time!
Hey, I'll shoot. When will they be back? The others?
Don't you get it? They're not coming back.
No, no, they have to. What about their plans? The books can't have told them to do all this, and there's no way the government's drifting.
The books? You really think they kept their books? You really think they're sticking to these ridiculous plans? Of course they're drifting.
So what about the drifters? The papers with all those arrests? Who does Book report back to?
An empty room called the database.
Empty?
Not for long, though. Things are going to get back to how they used to be. I won't let my city fall into chaos.
This makes no sense. We saw the patrol just after curfew.
Did you see them? Or did you just hear them?
I want to see this database.
No, you don't, you little robot.
Just tell us where it is.
You're the one at gunpoint.
At least tell me why you want to know so badly.
Well, we're shutting this city down.
I don't think so. What are three drifters and a computer going to do?
I am not a drifter.
You don't have a book. You've been drifting since the moment you left it.
I didn't leave it.
Just watch me tear this place down. Just zecking watch me. I spent my entire life avoiding your stupid plan system. It's about time everyone else did the same. So, tell me, or Leanne will shoot you dead.
Oh, I do enjoy a good comedy. I don't know. Not for certain, anyway. But it'll be somewhere old and important, no doubt. Somewhere vital.
First things first, though. We need to wipe the system.
Mia.
How do we shut it down?
I'm not an idiot.
I asked a question.
Mia.
Mia. Mia Johnson.
Maybe, maybe not. Why do you even care?
You're that drifter.
Alright, let's not get into politics. So, the off button?
1 minute. You're a very interesting case, Mia Johnson. One I will take great pleasure in solving.
And by solving, you mean removing, as in throwing me into a time fold?
Oh no. I wouldn't trust you not to be spat right back out. It'll be the noose for your neck.
Sack it, Mia, I'm shooting.
You can't!
Then shoot him.
What is Book doing?
No!
What? What? What the zeck just happened?
Oh, he was right there! Right zecking there!
Did his book just create a time fold?
He made one appear, at least. I didn't even realise the damn things could be transported.
We have to find the override switch.
Maybe we shouldn't.
No, she's right. How many people get a chance to make real change like this? Not even a case of changing the plan or recoding the books. This is a total wipeout. This is what the city needs.
Unless...
No! No, I sacrificed everything and everyone for an opportunity like this. Don't you dare have any second thoughts.
What if... I mean, this is the surveillance centre, right here. And no one's even looking at it. We're destroying the wrong enemy. It's the government we need to get. The books aren't even a threat, just a zecking lie. Everything.
My book was destroyed for nothing.
Book? Book?
There's gotta be some kind of switch.
Oh, let's go to the database. There's gotta be something there. And I'll bet that's where the government are.
No, I'm not leaving till this thing's destroyed.
We can get it from the source, if we leave now.
I'm sorry. You can't be serious, Mia.
Mia, he's not a threat.
What's the time, Book? It's still dark out, right? Oh, come on, just answer me. You should be happy you're not dead yet.
Happy? My existence depends upon the plan. I'm programmed to report drifters. We live by the book. We live by me. And to think... my loyalty to our government, our city, our people. Well, things will change indeed.
Book?
Do you have any idea how many reports I sent? Mia Johnson, guilty of drifting on multiple occasions. Mia Johnson, guilty of interest in time folds. Mia Johnson, request for capital punishment.
You requested my removal. Book.
Every day.
Sit. Citizens of Delta 5, the preceding broadcast was brought to you by The Book, scripted and edited by Eleanor Rogers. It was recorded and produced by Sam Goward, Will Cavern, Eleanor Rogers, Susanna Warner, Freya Wright, and Joseph Lotter. This broadcast featured Charlotte White as Mia, Dina Gorbeck as M, Harry Foyle as Book, Finn Green as Trevor, Ben Barnes-Labette as Sylvester and the Caretaker, Eleanor Rogers as Leanne, with Sam Goward as the voice of the announcer. All additional voices were provided by the cast. City updates can be found on Twitter, @closingbook, and also on Instagram, Tumblr, and Facebook, @closingthebook. Do ensure you rate, review, and subscribe. We want to thank our citizens for their dedication to City Delta 5. By the book.